The Group Invisible Children's Stop Kony campaign, built around Kony 2012, a 30-minute video that has gone viral around the world, calls attention to the atrocities committed by Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony. Kony's brutal Lord's Resistance Army, which is engaged in conflicts in several nations in Central Africa, has abducted thousands of children to serve as child soldiers and sex slaves. The video, seen by as many as 80 million, targets young people and urges them to contact politicians and celebrities to call for intervention by the U.S. and other governments to arrest Kony, disarm his Lord's Resistance Army, and bring the child soldiers home. But Ugandans and others in the human rights community have leveled criticism at the Kony 2012 campaign for what they say is oversimplification of a complex set of issues in Central Africa. The film critics say mistakenly asserts that Kony's forces still operate in northern Uganda, when in fact his greatly diminished army is operating in sparsely populated areas straddling several borders outside of Uganda. The campaign advocates a military solution by way of U.S. aid to the Ugandan army, which itself has been accused of widespread human rights abuses, including massacres and torture of civilians, both inside Uganda and during cross-border invasions of the neighboring Democratic Republic of the Congo. Your reporter spoke with Kambali Musavuli, national spokesperson and student coordinator with the group Friends of the Congo, who takes a critical look at Invisible Children's Kony 2012 video campaign.
Kony is a symptom of a larger problem. And the problem in Uganda is that there is an oppressive regime there that has been in power since 1986, supported by the United States since that time, and Uganda is an U.S. ally for the war on terror. So no matter what oppression they're doing in the country, it doesn't get into the press. So the video, Kony 2012, what it called for was a U.S. military intervention to catch Kony, but in support on an oppressive regime. And that has serious implications. Because of the history of the region. One is that the Ugandan government, with the Rwandan government, invaded the Congo twice, in 1996 and 1998. And they have unleashed the death of 6 million Congolese due to the scramble of Congo's minerals. They looted the gold, the coltan, the timber from the Congo, massacre civilians there while they had their troops in the Congo. And today we have peace activists, especially young Americans, believing that in order to end the conflict in Africa, you have to bring the U.S. military as a force of good. And the people of the region don't believe that's the way. That should not be an option, because we've used that option already. And anytime there have been military intervention, the population die. An example, in 2009, there was a U.S. military intervention there with the Ugandan military that caused the death of 1,000 people, yet Kony was not caught. So we know that the locals will suffer, and I hope as people discuss Kony 2012, they should ask themselves, what are the Ugandans saying is the solution to the country?
Kambali, have you or your group been in touch with the group Invisible Children, the group that produced this viral video, Kony 2012? And what do you think their motives are in terms of focusing on Joseph Kony and his atrocities and calling for intervention? Do you think they have any ulterior motives?
The ulterior motive will be speculation. I want to speak on fact. I do believe that Jason Russell and his team do want to address positively the situation in the Congo. I also believe that they are being misled about how to deal with the situation there. So what the listener needs to be clear on is, you know, it's really not about invisible children. The United States has a policy, clear foreign policy, where they want to install the United States AFRICOM, the African Command, the U.S. military presence on the African continent. With or without invisible children, the United States will push for AFRICOM to be on the continent. And Kony is only the Trojan horse, allowing U.S. military presence on the continent under the guise of humanitarian intervention, while the greatest crimes it's not just Kony. I hope the listeners can put this in the picture. In the Congo, more than 6 million people have died due to the crisis that's perpetrated by Uganda, the Ugandan government, and the Rwandan government. Today, we have 13-year-old American calling for U.S. military intervention to the oppressive regime, partly responsible for the deaths of 6 million human beings.
Tell us from your perspective what you believe the Pentagon here in the United States' objective is in terms of possible future interventions in conflicts in the continent of Africa and inserting the United States Africa Command squarely in the midst of these conflicts in Africa.
It's very clear for the Pentagon what they want for Africa. They have Dr. Burgess, who wrote a paper, Africa Strategic Minerals, already in 2010 at the U.S. Naval War College, where he said that the increased presence of China is concerning to America's interests in Africa. So it was clear that the United States military needed to use every tool in its disposal to counter Chinese presence in Africa to control resources that are essential to its military. I mean, think about this. Congo is the number one producer of cobalt. Cobalt is an essential mineral for U.S. military. The United States produces zero cobalt. So if you don't control Congo's cobalt, you can't have your drones flying over Iran. If you don't have Congo's cobalt, you can't have those jets have the flying over Afghanistan and dropping off precision targeted missiles. So if China is there and signed a contract, which they did, with the Congolese government, are getting 600,000 tons of cobalt, the U.S. will use every power that they have to stop it. And they actually did. So and that's what the United States or the Pentagon's interest in Africa is right now.
That was Kambale Musavuli, national spokesperson and student coordinator with the group Friends of the Congo. Learn more about the issues raised in the Kony 2012 campaign by visiting our website at btlonline.org.